What they know is what they have observed and speculated upon, and added to with each generation. Farside Nights acts as a magnet as they gather to observe the stars, eyes and minds linked by telepathy, acting as a gigantic multi-segment telescope. There is no technology, no economy. Their culture is not orientated towards the mechanical or materialistic. Their knowledge is their wealth. The data processing capacity of their linked minds far exceeds that of any electronic computer system, and their perception is not limited to the meager electromagnetic wavelengths of the optical bands. Once awoken, they learn. It is their purpose. They have so little time in their corporeal form, and the universe they find themselves in, the splendor of the gas supergiant and its multifarious satellites, is large. Nature has ordained them as gatherers of knowledge. If life has a purpose, they speculate, then it must be a journey to complete understanding. In that respect, intellect and nature have come to a smooth concordance. In the ninth year after their hatching, the four large innermost moons line up once more. The distortion they cause in the supergiant's magnetosphere acts like an extension to the flux tube. The agitated particles of the ionosphere, which use it as a conduit up to the first moon's plasma torus, now find themselves rising higher up to the second moon, then the third, higher still, fountaining out of the magnetosphere altogether. The Lysilf world swings round into their path. It is not a tight, directed beam. Up at the mushrooming crown, the protons and electrons and neutrons have none of the energy they possessed when the rolling flux lines flung them past the first moon. But as always, it is the sheer scale of events within the gas supergiant's domain which proves so overwhelming. The Lysilf world takes 10 hours to traverse through the invisible cloud of ions loitering outside the flux lines. In that time, the energy which floods into the atmosphere is more than sufficient to destroy the equilibrium of the slowly circulating convection currents. The deluge arrives at the end of the planet's one and only mating season. The Lysilf and their non-sentient cousins have produced their eggs and secreted them into the lake beds. Plants have flowered and scattered their seeds across the landscape. Now there is only the prospect of death. When the first titanic bursts of Asia lightning break overhead, the Lysilf stops their analyzing and deliberations and begins to impart all they know into the empty cells of the nodes which have grown out of their skin, like warts around the base of their tentacles. The winds howl, voicing the planet's torment. Gusts are strong enough to break the meter-thick stems of the fern trees. Once one goes, it starts a domino effect in the jungle. Destruction spreads out in vast ripples, looking like bomb blasts from above. Clouds are torn apart by the violence, reduced to cotton tufts, spinning frantically in the grip of small, ferocious whirlwinds. Micro-typhoons plunge back and forth, accelerating the obliteration of the jungle. All the while, the Lysilf remains steadfast, their adhesive skins anchoring them to the ground as the air around them fills with broken fronds and shredded leaves. The nodes, now saturated with their precious heritage, drop off like ripe fruit. They will lie hidden amongst the grass and roots for another 3 years. Nearside is ablaze with potent light storms. High above the tattered clouds, the aurora borealis forms a veil across the sky, a garish mother-of-pearl haze riddled with thousands of long, lurid scintillations like giant shooting stars. Beyond that, the conjunction is joined, 3 moons sliding into alignment, bathed in an eerie trillion-amp phosphorescence, an epicenter to one of the gas supergiant's planet-swallowing cyclones. The particle jet has reached its zenith. The flux tube's rain of energy penetrates the tormented lower atmosphere. It is embraced by the Lysilf. Their minds consume the power, using it to metamorphose once again. The nodes brought them sentience. The supergiant's surplus energy brings them transcendence. They leave the chrysalis of the flesh behind, shooting up the stream of particles at light speed, space-free and eternal. The liberated minds swarm above their abandoned world for several days, watching the storms abate, the clouds reform, the old convection currents return to their familiar courses. The Lyself have achieved incorporeality, but their perspective, shaped by the formative material existence, remains unchanged.